Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin learning the 10th parak of Maseches Trumos, and we're going to be learning Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Now, the 10th parak of Trumos begins to discuss when you have mixtures of Chulin and Truma, but unlike in previous parakim where we discussed dry mixtures of Chulin and Truma, now we're going to be talking about Dinim of Nesinas Tam. What if they get cooked together? So the Tam of Truma ends up in the Chulin and the like, and many of the principles of Taroves and Kashrus that you have in Yaradeya appear over here as well. So the Mishnah tells us, "Batzel shenasna b'toch hadashim." If let's say you put a truma onion that has been and cooks together with adashim, with lentils. It doesn't matter which one is truma and which one is chulin. Point is, either the onion or the lentils are truma, and the other is chulin. So im shalim, if the onion was a whole onion mutter, then we assume the chulin is going to be mutter to eat even by a non kohen, because we assume that an onion, when it is whole, does not give any tam, nor does it absorb any tam. But ve'im chitcho, but if you had cut up the onion, then benosein tam, then you have to measure if it's enough to be nosein tam into the chulin. Meaning, if you have a more than 60-1 ratio of chulin to truma, or I should say, a lower number than 60 of chulin to truma, if it's a 50-1 ratio of, let's say, chulin to truma, where it's going to be no sein tam, where the truma will be no sein tam into that taroves, so then the whole taroves will only be allowed to be eaten by a kohen and not by a zar, not by someone who's not a kohen. So it's ushar kol hatavshil, and any other type of food that's not lentils, if you put an onion in it, bein shalim bein mechutach no sein tam, then we assume the onion will be no sein tam whether it's whole or it's broken up. So the idea that a whole onion is not nosein tam is only true when it's being mixed with lentils, but when it's being mixed with other types of food, a whole onion will be nosein tam. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'tzachna. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is another type of food where also it's not nosein tam, and that is if you put a whole onion of truma into tzachna, which is a type of small fish that they would cut up fish into tiny pieces. So she'enu elu litol sazuama, because the role of the onion, the function of the onion when it's put into this fish dish, is that it takes some of the impurities out of the dish, but it doesn't actually give any tam into the dish. It just takes away whatever reach ra, whatever awful smell there is in the dish, but it doesn't actually give tam. So it happens to be, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Bartanur says, ain halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. So we would hold that if you put a truma onion in such a fish dish, that it would still be b'nosein tam. The Mishnah base, tapuach shirisko nesonel toch isa. Let's say you take a tapuach. The way we typically translate tapuach in modern Hebrew is an apple. However, Tosfos writes in Maseches Tainis that the word tapuach in biblical Hebrew and in Mishnaic Hebrew usually does not mean an apple. Tapuach means some type of citrus fruit, and this Mishnah fits very well with the assumption that it is not an apple, that a tapuach means a citrus fruit, because it talks about using a tapuach that's crushed up to put into a dough, v'chimtza, in order to be machmitz the dough, in order to be used as like a yeast, as an agent that causes the dough to rise. So that would only happen if it's a citrus fruit. That would not work, as far as I know, with an apple. That's what Mariv Rabbi Rav Shechter often points out, that when the Gemara says that you're supposed to put a tapuach into charoses on Pesach, it really means not apples like most of us do, but it really means some sort of citrus fruit, because we do the tapuach zecher to the tapuach, the tachas ha-tapuach, the Jewish women waited for their husbands in order to be able to reproduce and to continue Klal Yisrael. So there were no apple trees in Egypt at that time. It was tapuach, meant citrus fruits, which are commonly found in the Middle East. So over here also, tapuach probably means a citrus fruit that's cut up, let's say a lemon, an esrog, something like that, that's cut up and you put it into crushed up and you put it into a dough, the chimtza, and this tapuach is truma, and now it's machmitz the whole dough. So harezu asura. So that's gonna be the whole dough is gonna be asur for non-kohen to eat. It's all gonna have the status of truma because the tapuach made its impact. So orim, if you have truma barley shenaflu tocha bor shel mayim that fell into a pit of water, afal pi shehivish meimav, even though it had an impact on the water and makes the water not taste as good, mutarin, the water is still going to be mutar for a non-kohen to drink. And the reason for that is because there's a klal in Yerodea called nosin tam lefgam, that if something is nosin tam into another item, so we do have a principle called tam ke'ikr, that when there's tam in the other item, it's as if you're eating the actual item itself. And that's what was behind Mishnah Aleph, that if a truma onion gives tam into a dish, so eating the rest of the dish is going to be like eating the truma onion. However, the exception to tam ke'ikr is if it's nosin tam lefgam, if it gives a negative taste into the dish. So since the sa'orin into the water makes the water taste less good, that's nosin tam lefgam, it gives a negative taste, and therefore, since it gives a negative taste, it's not going to asur, it's not going to have the status of truma. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph we learned that if you have a mixture of onion and lentils, and one of them is truma, so then it depends if the onion is shalem or if it's cut up. If it's a whole onion, it's not nosin any time, but if it's cut up onion, it is nosin time. But if an onion is mixed with anything else, then even if it's shalem, it gives tam, and once it gives tam, once a truma onion gives tam into regular food, you know, a non-kohen is not allowed to eat any of that food. But Rabbi Yehuda thought that there's another food that's also an exception, and that is these cut up fish, tzachana, which the onion has the whole onion's impact on it is just to take away the zuama. But we don't pass the Rabbi Yehuda. And then in Mishnah Beis we learned that if you use a tapuach as a yeast type of thing, so when the tapuach is truma, it's going to asur the entire dough. However, we learned that if you have truma barley that falls into water and does give tam into the water, but it gives a bad tam into the water is going to be mutter, because nosin tam lefgam is mutter. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel.